Hi there, I'm Kendra Sells, and I'm here with KTSW 89.9, The Other Side of Radio, here at Mala Luna Fest. It is day two, and I'm here with Aji, who is an artist here.
Hi.
How long have you been painting, and do you do any other mediums of art?
Actually, yes. I do, like, watercolor, and, like, I just do them on a canvas, just small. Like, I really do, like, detailed work too, like just like designs with like pins. That's more of what I like to do, but I branched off into painting. But I've been into art like all my life, so I just got serious about it like about 2 years ago, so it's pretty cool for me so far.
What brought you out to Mala Luna today? Were you invited out? Did you apply to be an artist here?
Yeah, actually they had reached out to me, so I was like, yeah, it's like an opportunity that I couldn't miss, so I was really excited for it.
And how has it been for you? How much like exposure have you gotten? Have you just met a bunch of different people or anything like that?
A lot of people have been showing me a lot of love. So really, it's just, I'm just taking it all in. But I think I've gotten a lot of exposure, but I'm not really worried about it. It's just, I just really like all the positive words that everybody gave me. It just really warms my heart because, you know, I can really get down about my art, so it's pretty cool for me. Like, you know, this is a really good time, so, yeah.
Have you done anything like this before, just doing art at a festival?
No, actually, it's my first time doing a mural, so it's, like, really different. Yeah.
What was your inspiration behind this piece here?
Well, actually, they wanted the theme to be around, you know, like, San Antonio vibes, like, Mala Luna with the moon, or like the Day of the Dead. So I just kind of put my own touch on it, and plus like the CDs and stuff, it's like music, and I just really wanted to get the feel of like vibrant colors all while it being, you know, the Day of the Dead, you know.
Yeah.
Could be really scary.
As far as the music goes, has the music helped you paint at all, or what do you normally listen to when you paint?
I really normally listen to like Kendrick or like Chance the Rapper or like Childish Gambino. I mean, I've been stuck on the Solange album right now, so listening to that, but I listen to, you know, like a lot of Tyler when I paint and stuff, Kid Cudi. But I mean, this music, it's been helping me a little, but I'm just really focused, so I'm kind of zoned out.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Have you had a chance to catch any of the acts? And if so, which has been your favorite?
Yeah, actually, I caught like the first one. I think it was Cranium, but they were pretty cool. They had me really hyped, but my favorite was like Lobo and Uzi, of course, you know. I just turned up to him live.
What is your normal or ideal setup or remedy for painting? Do you have any? Do you have one?
I really don't. I just really have to just conjure up the energy to get up and do it. So, I mean, there's no secret recipe behind it. I just paint when I want to. I just go with the flow. So, yeah.
That's always cool. And do you have any words for aspiring artists that want to maybe, you know, get out to festivals or just, you know, put their art out there?
Just keep putting your art out there, but make sure your shit is legit, you know, nobody taking your stuff, because everybody's art is unique and it deserves exposure. So anybody that's trying to get out there, just keep doing them, but make sure it's on lock.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank
Social
you.
Social media or anything?
No, not really. I'm really grounded, so I'm just here grounded.
All right,
chilling.
Cool. Awesome.
Thank you. So
yeah, thank
much.
You.
Once again, this has been Kendra Sells, and you're listening to KTSW 89.9, The Other Side of Radio.